You are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org, broadcasting live here in the Monterey Bay area for over 15 years. It's 101 FM, freakradio.org. My name is Skidmark Bob. It's Pop Defect Radio. Right now we're enjoying some California Guitar Trio. Coming up, we got some brand new music from Hacey Dixie, Cocky King, Hell Songs, Evelyn, and I believe Uncle, if we could fit it all in there in this hour. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we have news from Al Jazeera English, another news shorts, and I believe we're going to get in some classic rock at 4 p.m. Again, this is Skidmark Bob, back in the saddle here at Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. Stay tuned, stand by, and hold on.
So I'll tip my hat to the new Constitution. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin and change all around. Get up on your guitar and play. Just like yesterday. And I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled again. Won't get fooled again.
Dixie here on Free Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. Listening to Pop Defect Radio. My name is Skidmark Bob. Brand new. That's off of their Killer Grass release, 2010. Came out this year. Hazy Dixie. They been doing a lot of heavy metal covers, mostly AC/DC covers. They did a whole album to AC/DC covers, all bluegrass style. And here's one, I believe they wrote their own. It's pretty funny. Hazy Dixie, this one's called Tolerance, and then we'll do one more, and then we'll get into some Cocky King, brand new release from her, and Evelyn, which is pretty trippy stuff, coming right up here on Pop Defect Radio. Back in the saddle, Skidmark Bob, here every Tuesday from 2 to 5 here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. This is Hazy Dixie with Tolerance.
Drinking beer ain't fun like it used to be. I just can't get drunk anymore. I think I'm gonna go for a month and not drink a thing. I can get good drunk like I did before. Cause tolerance, people say we need tolerance. Well, I wish I could give them some of mine. Cause I've worked so hard to build it up and now it's got me down. Tolerance keeps me from feeling fine, low and low. Just tolerating misery all the time. Smoking pot ain't fun like it used to be. I just can't get high anymore. I think I'm gonna go for a year and not smoke a thing. So I get really stoned like I did before. Cause tolerance, people say we need tolerance. Well, I wish I could give them some of mine. Cause I've worked so hard to build it up and now it's got me down.
driving you ain't fun like it used to be. I just can't get excited anymore. Well, I think I'm gonna leave you, babe, and go watering. Find me a girl that can turn me on once more. Cause tolerance, people say we need tolerance. Well, I wish I could give them some of mine. Cause I've worked so hard to build it up, and now it's got me down. Tolerance keeps me from feeling fine. Lord, Lord, I'm just tolerating misery all the time. Lord, Lord, I'm just tolerating misery all the time. You really had to learn the execution of your mind. You really had to turn. The race is run, the book is read, the end begins to show. The truth is out, the lies are old, but you don't want to know. Well, nobody will ever let you know when you ask the reasons why. Tell you that you're wrong, they fill your head all full of lies. The people who have crippled you, you wanna see them burn. The gates of life have closed on you, and there's just no return. Wishing that the hands of doom could take your mind away. And you don't care if you don't see again the light of day. Yeah. Nobody will ever let you know when you ask the reasons why. They just tell you that you're wrong. They fill your head all full of lies. You bastards!
Black masses. evil minds that plot destruction. Sources of death construction. In the fields, the bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind. Oh Lord, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Politicians hide themselves away. They only started up the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave that to the poor. Now in darkness, world stops turning. As you hear the bodies burning, no more war picks up the power. Judgment, God is calling. On their knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercy for their sins. Oh Lord, Satan's laughing, spreading his wings. Time will tell on their power minds, making war for fun, treating people just like pawns and chains, until the judgment day comes. Politicians hide themselves away. They only started up the war. Why should they go?
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. That was Hell Songs there with, of course, War Pigs, Black Sabbath cover. We also heard Hazy Dixie in there, three from them, with Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, another Sabbath cover. Tolerance and Won't Get Fooled Again, and California Guitar Trio started us off there. Coming up, we got some brand new music right now from Cocky King. This is off of her latest release called Junior. And this one's called The Betrayer. Play a couple more tracks, then we'll get in some Evelyn. Stay tuned. Pop Defect Radio, Free Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org. Take an umbrella with you.
Somebody now, listen to what I say before you go and kill yourself. Somehow you've been exposed. Headquarters thinks the case is closed. You need to hit the road. They're on your trail again. I'm
wife is too hard on the girl. She was most upset at my funeral.
Rooftops now, the greatest game. Running on rooftops.
Free Radio Santa Cruz. 101 FM, freakradio.org. Enjoying a little Cocky King block here. That was playing with Pink Noise. That acoustic piece there she did. She's an awesome guitar player. We also heard a bunch of stuff off of her new album, actually two tracks. The Betrayer and Falling Day off the latest Junior release 2010. Right now, this is A Long Way Before You Can Become Dan-like off of her Mexican Teenagers EP 2009. Cocky King, cockyking.com. Check her out. She's awesome. Incredible guitar player. We're going to get into some Evelyn here in just a moment, so stay tuned for that. Maybe some Uncle and whatever else we can fit in there before the end of this first hour of Pop Defect Radio. We got a news block coming up at 3 o'clock from Al Jazeera English. And a bunch of classic rock, I believe. Who knows what we'll come up with before 5 o'clock here on Pop Defect Radio, 3 hours. So stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Evelyn coming up next off of their latest release, 2010 release, Evelyn. We're going to hear the tragic events of September and the campaign of shock and awe from Evelyn. Coming right up. Stay tuned.
Nice that they're being so nice to us. If I'm not mistaken, I think they might like us.
Are we lucky to be here?
Stop moving, they're taking a picture.
Stand for the camera, Evelyn. Come in.
Come in.
Must be cold out there, gentlemen.
Take off your coats.
And just guess what the wind blew in.
I know you like twins.
Have I got a surprise?
They're identical sisters.
Attached at the side.
Just imagine the fun you could have with these chicklets.
And they're so well behaved.
Not a single complaint yet.
Just look at these photographs.
While I pour you a cocktail,
I don't know whether I should
charge double or triple.
Isn't it nice that they're being so nice to us?
I'm not mistaken, I think they might like us.
Aren't we lucky to be here?
Stop moving, they're taking a picture.
Smile for the camera, Evelyn.
Critics and hipsters,
have you heard the new disc by the Evelyn sisters?
Seamlessly floating with grace between eras and genres,
they sing timeless new songs rife with double entendres.
As featured in Rolling Stone, Spin, the New Yorker, and Pitchfork. There's an in-store appearance today at the corner of
Bedford and 7th Ave. Come get a photograph, sticker, and autograph shirt.
Isn't it nice that they're being so nice to us? If I'm not mistaken, I think they might like
Aren't
us.
Aren't we lucky to be here?
Stop moving, they're taking a picture.
Smile for the camera, Evelyn.
Are you there, Evelyn?
Yes, of course I am. I'm always here. What's the matter, Evelyn?
I'm frightened. It's that time of year again, isn't it, Evelyn?
Yes. It is that time of year again, Evelyn.
Tell me once more how it all happened, Evelyn.
Hush now. We don't talk about that, because it makes us sad, Evelyn.
I won't be sad this time, I promise. Please, tell me again about the tragic events of September, Evelyn.
The year is 1985. St. Elmo's fire is at the top of the charts. The wreckage of the Titanic has just been discovered at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. And on a small farm on the Kansas-Colorado border, a young mother is about to give birth.
The local doctor has predicted twins, which gladdens the hearts of the woman and her husband, who could certainly use the extra help around the farm.
But the birth does not go well. The terrified father drives his screaming, hemorrhaging wife to the local clinic, a poorly funded facility housed in a converted Airstream trailer. The presiding physician is Dr. Charlie Von Koop, a local denture maker of dubious training with eccentric religious beliefs.
Help me get her inside.
The labor is long and painful, and Louisa Neville, a Mennonite girl who had given up a promising career as a legal assistant to join her first and only love on the rundown farm that was his only inheritance.
May her soul rest forever in peace.
Is pronounced dead by the doctor.
She has died.
At 11:23 a.m. on the 11th day of September, precisely 12 minutes after the birth of her twin daughters.
The girls are Parapagus, Tripus, Dibrachius twins, conjoined at the side and sharing between them three legs, two arms, two hearts, three lungs, and a single liver.
Without hesitating, Dr. Von Koop places the infants on the operating table, muttering biblical quotations of doubtful accuracy.
And the Lord spoke.
The doctor leaves the trailer and returns with a gas-powered chainsaw. The noise is deafening in the small space as he starts the engine and prepares for the grisly operation.
Dear Father, guide my hand.
At this very moment, Sheriff Wilbur Owens, having noticed the Neville's car parked outside the clinic, steps inside to see if he could be of assistance.
What's going on in here?
Seeing the crazed doctor hovering above the newborns, the teeth of the chainsaw about to connect with their innocent flesh, the valiant sheriff draws his pistol and fires.
As the bullet pierces his heart, Dr. Von Koop emits a cry and stumbles backwards.
Samuel Neville, a timid, nervous man who wanted nothing more than a quiet country life with many children, is still in a state of shock over the death of his young wife and the alarming physiology of his daughters when he is struck in the neck by the chainsaw blade,
killing him instantly. Distraught, the good sheriff takes the crying infants to his car. He radios back to the station where it is arranged for the twins to be admitted to the Bethany Center for Developmentally Disabled Youth in Topeka. Sheriff Owens decides to deliver the twins to the Bethany Center personally.
Less than an hour into the drive, an oncoming truck swerves, crosses the median, and strikes the sheriff's car. The sheriff is thrown into the windshield, knocking him unconscious. He will die 30 minutes later from loss of blood.
Meanwhile, the world has become a sea of feathers as the truck's cargo of live chickens, many among them now seriously injured or dead, spill into the road. A small, awkward man limps out of the truck's cab and cautiously approaches the sheriff's vehicle.
The man's eyes focus on the twin girls, calmly looking up at him from the back seat. Ignoring the dying sheriff, the truck driver lifts the infants into his arm and sets them in the cab of the damaged vehicle.
He unhitches the trailer and climbs into the cab, abandoning the defenseless chickens to their grim fate on Interstate 70.
A smile forms on his lips as he puts the truck into gear and continues down the highway.
High and low, where oh where'd my sister go? She's been known to spend some time with a sailor friend of mine. I called him up and what'd he say?
I ain't seen that girl today.
So if you see my sister Evelyn, tell that girl to hurry home again. Where oh where'd my sister Evelyn go?
Is she with the
doctor,
or the plumber,
or the dentist,
or the handyman?
Did she go to
India,
or Africa,
or Wichita,
or Pakistan?
Did she go and join the Navy,
or go completely crazy? Or is she playing a trick on me?
Did she run off with the barber, the professor, or the banker, or the clergyman? Is it possible that she could be in Timbuktu, a Kathmandu, a Vegas, or Uzbekistan?
Is she learning how to do-do
the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Oh, golly, where could that girl be?
I've been looking high and low. Where, oh, where'd my sister go? She's been known to jump a train with a gal we know from down the lane. I looked her up and what'd she say?
I ain't seen that girl in days.
So if you see my sister Evelyn, tell that girl to hurry home again. Where, oh, where'd my sister Evelyn go? Is my floozy sister with the doctor or the drummer or the dentist or the handyman? Did that hoe bag quit her job and run off with that dickhead Mike to India, Guantanamo, or Panama, or Disneyland?
She's studying Kabbalah.
Did she win $1 million? Or is she dead in a ditch somewhere? So if you see my sister Evelyn, tell that girl to hurry home again. Where, oh, where?
Where, oh, where?
Where, oh, where?
Where, oh, where?
Where, oh, where'd my sister Evelyn go?
Are you crying, Evelyn?
No. Well, yes. I was just thinking about Sandy and about Bimba and Kimba. I miss them, Evelyn.
I know. I miss them, too. Especially this time of year, Evelyn.
The year is 1991. Terminator 2 is the highest-grossing film at the box office. The first Super Nintendo Entertainment System has just been released. And after 70 years of communist rule, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics has collapsed.
And on a chicken ranch just outside of Claxton, Georgia, twin sisters are waiting for their supper.
The farm is owned and operated by Alfred McCluck, an eccentric man with a fascination with Civil War weaponry. McCluck's Chicken Farms produces over 140,000 chickens a year and ships wings, thighs, and legs all over the continental United States.
Despite the modest success of his business, McCluck leads a solitary life, never marrying and tending several of the chicken houses himself. A simple man with a not entirely bad heart, McCluck never knew how to best take care of the young girls who came into his life shortly after their birth.
So he raised them the only way he knew how, in a 2-foot by 2-foot wire mesh cage on a diet of mash, crumbles, pellets, and egg booster.
One clear September day, during the twins' 6th year at the farm, McCluck does not come at mealtime. Night falls, and still he doesn't appear. The girls and the chickens cry out from hunger.
Days pass, and the chickens in neighboring cages begin to die. The smell of rotting poultry permeates the air of the hot, humid barn.
Finally, desperate to find food and concerned over the whereabouts of their guardian, the twins break free from their cage.
McCluck's house is locked tight, but the girls find a garden hose which quenches their thirst. Still half delirious with hunger, they make their way out to the road.
Little time passes before a dusty black Cadillac Coupe de Ville drives by and pulls over. A tall, mustachioed man with a kindly face steps out of the vehicle. He smiles at the girls.
Hello.
And presents them with the first candy they have ever tasted. A Twix bar.
Which they share in silent, awed delight.
The girls do not feel at all uncomfortable when the man lifts them gently into the dark, spacious trunk.
In the following days, the girls are transferred into the trunks of several other cars.
Hello.
By many other kindly
Hello.
Candy bar offering
Hello.
Men until they reach their final destination at a lakeside lodge in Manitoba.
The Underwood Lodge is a collection of cozy waterfront cabins with an attached trailer park along the shores of Lake Winnipeg.
It is also the world headquarters of Budding Flowers Entertainment,
specializing in the production and distribution of photographs and VHS tapes for clientele with unique tastes.
The girls are welcomed by Mrs. Devorah Bulger, the 52-year-old proprietress.
Well, hello, girls.
A woman of enormous proportions who lives with her own 3 children in the main lodge of the Underwood.
upon finding that the girls have no names, she christens them Eva and Lynn, names which neither she nor the twins themselves are ever able to keep straight.
Eva? Lynn.
The twins' days at the Underwood are relatively comfortable. They are well cared for, the food is delicious, and there are many other girls their age.
Once a week, photo sessions take place. Convivial affairs that involve makeup, a wide variety of dress-up costumes, and inventive new games. Every few days, Mrs. Bulger introduces the girls to one of their many uncles.
Eva, Lynn, say hello to your Uncle Merle.
Hey.
These uncles, seemingly endless in number, travel from all over the world to visit their nieces.
The girls don't always like their new uncles, but Mrs. Bulger is always quick to remind them that family is family, and blood is thicker than water.
The conjoined sisters are not popular amongst the other girls. However, one gentle resident a few years their senior befriends them and takes them under her wing.
Hello, what's your name?
Her name is Sandy.
I'm Sandy.
She has soft, blonde hair that reaches down to her knees.
Everyone says she looks like a mermaid.
Dressed daily by Mrs. Bulger in trademark fishnet stockings and vintage attire, Sandy is by far the most popular girl at the Underwood. She has so many uncles that the twins lose count.
Every night after dinner and chores, Sandy tucks the young sisters into bed and tells them fantastic stories until they fall peacefully to sleep.
And after 3 long weeks at sea, Jean-Luc the sailor finally spotted land.
But these happy times do not last. Shortly after the twins' 3rd Christmas under Mrs. Bulger's care, Sandy disappears, never to return.
The twins remain at the Underwood for the greater part of 2 long, miserable years. Without Sandy to protect them, they are ostracized and abused by the other girls.
What are you looking at, Four Eyes?
The photo sessions involve fewer fancy costumes, and over time, their uncles become more peculiar.
Did I ask you to talk?
The twins begin to notice a disturbing tendency for girls, much like their dear friend Sandy, to quietly disappear from the Underwood around their 12th or 13th birthday. The sisters brace themselves for something terrible.
One autumn, when the girls are 11, an old man who speaks only Spanish takes the twins into a large orange van and drives them to their new home.
Step right up, step right up. See amazing human oddities, freaks of nature. Be warned, people with heart condition, children, women, we will accept no responsibility for fainting, reoccurring nightmares, or death.
Dillard and Fullerton's elusive and illogical traveling show is the 12th largest touring circus in North America. Former insurance salesman, Dillard and Fullerton distinguished their enterprise by procuring the most shocking specimens of the grotesque and unusual. Their small administrative staff works tirelessly to combat legal actions and public allegations of animal cruelty and human slave trafficking.
Life in the circus is harder than their time at the Underwood. There is always work to be done. In addition to their chores of laundry and sweeping, Mr. Dillard insists that the twins spend many hours each day practicing their act.
What are you standing around for?
The girls are frightened of the clowns, several of whom, by amazing coincidence, also happen to be their uncles.
Hello.
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 But still, overall, these early days at the circus are a happy time for the twins.
Every night, to the delight of audiences across the country, the girls appear in the center ring singing and strumming a ukulele atop Bimba and Kimba, the world's only known conjoined twin Siamese elephants.
The twins feel they have found true soulmates in Bimba and Kimba, who they affectionately refer to as Elephant Elephant. This special bond is reciprocated by the pachyderms, who fondly nuzzle the girls with their trunks and seem to delight in giving them rides.
The twins and the elephants are inseparable. With the help of Alfonso the Arresting, the animal trainer, the twins tend to the elephants, feeding and grooming them daily.
But one terrible August morning, Bimba and Kimba refuse to take their food. Due to the unsanitary conditions of their quarters and an improper diet of popcorn and cotton candy, the elephants have contracted a rare form of elephantine diphtheria, compounded by early-onset Alzheimer's disease.
For the next 2 weeks, the twins can only stand by helplessly as their companions become sicker and weaker and begin displaying obvious signs of memory loss. The last few days are almost unbearable, with Bimba and Kimba's confused, sad eyes looking up at the girls with great anguish, but no hint of recognition.
And on one grim September day,
the sister's 16th birthday,
Elephant dies.
The funeral is held the same day, a grisly affair at an industrial trash compactor behind a Home Depot in Fort Dodge, Iowa.
The twins are devastated. Without Bimba and Kimba, life is but a terrible and meaningless void. They resign themselves to living out the rest of their hollow existence in solemn mourning.
The emotionally exhausted sisters fall from favor within the circus.
No longer willing to sing and play their ukulele, the girls are dressed in a pink tutu and forced to balance on a giant red ball, an impossible task for the conjoined sisters.
Get on that damn ball!
The audience roars with laughter each time they awkwardly fall.
Their discomfort is increased by a pair of radical groups who have taken an interest in the twins. Every night in most major cities, protesters assemble, noisily waving signs and chanting slogans in front of the box office.
The first faction claims to represent an organization called FASIN, the foundation for always separating Siamese twins everywhere now.
Citing the Bible, FASIN members vehemently believe that it is the will of the Lord that all conjoined twins be separated and allowed to live individual lives. Wielding symbolic surgical saws and blunt carving knives, FASIN members chide the ticket buyers for supporting an abomination of God.
The second group operates under the acronym SPLIT, the Society for the Preservation of Linked Identical Twins.
A reactionary organization working to discredit the claims of FASIN, SPLIT believes that conjoined twins will play a critical role in the second coming of Christ.
The twins are terrified by both groups. The knives and saws make them very nervous, and SPLIT members make threats to kidnap the girls and take them to where they will be kept safe in a place of darkness until the rapture.
One day before a Sunday matinee in Sacramento, a chaotic brawl erupts between the two factions, and one FASIN member gets alarmingly close to the twins with a hacksaw.
It's the will of the Lord!
Stricken with fear, the sisters decide that they are no longer safe at the circus.
That night, they make a resolution to leave the Dillard and Fullerton traveling show. Forever.
Yeah.
Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. Some Uncle there, off of their latest 2010 release, Where Did Night Fall? That's Follow Me featuring Sleepy Sun there on vocals. Before that, we heard Evelyn off of the self-titled release, brand new release from them, with the tragic events of September, part 2. One. Check them out, evelynevelyn.com. Coming up, we got our news from Al Jazeera English. Series of stories recorded today. Start off with a story from the Ukraine. Stay tuned for the news. Free Radio.
Listen to the news.
You got a problem with the news now?
Yeah, I got a big goddamn problem with the news. You ready for this? The news is completely manipulated. Everything you hear every single day is designed by corporate media to do one thing and one thing only.
Jesus.
To keep you living in fear.
Oh, fear?
Total fear. Fear so you'll go out and you'll spend money on things. Things you probably don't even need. Things you probably already have six of so that their advertisers will keep buying ads on their stations. I'll tell you one more thing. You ready for this? I'll do this all day, man. I got days of day not at home. You don't believe me? I'll keep going. I'll drop a bomb on you bigger than Nagasaki.
Hey!
What?
Shut up.